Hey, everybody, it's Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery, and today's show is called What Information Should I Include in My Google Business Profile? But before I get started, if you're a serious marketer or agency owner ready to level up your systems, results, and revenue, then join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind. Now let's get started with today's show. Are you missing out on new customers because your Google Business Profile is incomplete? Look, this is one of the most common mistakes I see local businesses make. Today, I'm going to break down exactly what you need to include in your profile so you get found in Google search and on maps, because if you're leaving gaps, you're leaving money on the table. First, let's talk about basic business details. This seems obvious, but you'd be surprised how many profiles have misspelled business names, wrong addresses, or outdated phone numbers. Enter your business name exactly as it appears on your signage and official documents. Double check your address and make sure it matches what's on your website and other citations. And don't just pick any category. Choose the one that actually fits what you do. Consistency across all these details builds trust with Google and ensures your customers can reach you without jumping through hoops. Now let's cover another big one, your hours and key info. Make sure you post your regular business hours and don't forget to update for holidays and special occasions. Having accurate hours helps prevent those frustrated customers who show up only to find your doors locked. Next, your website. Always include it. This is another trust signal for Google and gives customers a way to learn more about you. Plus, take the time to fill out your business description. Be clear about what makes you different and list the services or products you offer. The more informative and accurate you are, the better Google can match you with ready-to-buy customers. Here's something most people overlook. Photos and reviews. Upload high-quality photos of your storefront, your team, your products, even your happy customers. Anything that gives people a real sense of your business. Do yourself a favor and respond to every review, good or bad. When you engage, Google notices and potential customers get the feeling you care. Encourage your satisfied customers to leave feedback and keep updating your profile regularly. Fresh content keeps your listing current and engaging, which in turn brings you more business. So here's today's actionable step. Right after this episode, open up your Google Business Profile and look for anything missing or outdated. Is your contact info correct? Are your hours up to date? Does your profile actually show what you offer and make people want to visit? Update those photos if it's been a while. 5 minutes of effort here can make a huge difference. Seriously, this is the stuff that separates the pros from the amateurs. This has been Bradley Benner with the Local Marketing Mastery podcast by Semantic Mastery. Keep building, keep testing, and keep scaling. If you're ready to grow your agency with proven frameworks and no BS strategies, join the Semantic Mastery Mastermind by visiting mastermind.semanticmastery.com to see how we can help you land more clients, rank faster, and scale smarter. Or if you want done-for-you services, explore the packages we offer at Semantic SEO. Visit semanticseo.pro to learn more.